pay for chase.
Abstract number one. Aggressive or moderate fluid resuscitation in acute pancreatitis. This is by De Madaria et al. From the New England Journal of Medicine. So starting out with a big New England Journal randomized trial here. Patients with acute pancreatitis have high rates of morbidity, associated multi-organ dysfunction, and mortality, with rates reaching up to 25% of them needing ICU level of care. Patients with acute pancreatitis get sick. I think we know this. We've all been taught this in our residencies or our training programs. The traditional ED mantra for many, many years has been to treat these patients aggressively with fluid resuscitation, right? When we were training, it was kind of like you did like 4 liters or something like that for patients who came in with acute pancreatitis. And this strategy is based largely on animal models and on early observational data showing that hypovolemia and hemoconcentration were both associated with pancreatic necrosis. Again, observational data here. But then a very recent, in 2020, actually, meta-analysis on the topic didn't find any benefit from aggressive rehydration and suggested the practice may actually be associated with harm. The issue why we can't change practice on the base of the meta-analysis is that the studies included were very small and there was a lot of heterogeneity between the trials. So this trial that we're talking about in this paper is called the Waterfall Study.
You're not going to spell it out for
us? Going to tell you, but you're going to have to use your imagination a little bit. It's the early weight-based aggressive versus non-aggressive goal-directed fluid resuscitation in the early phase of acute pancreatitis. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
I was waiting for the L's. So I could see letters occasionally, but the last two L's.
There's no L's.
There's no L's.
I don't even know if there's L's in any of the words.
Yeah, waterfall. No, there weren't. Certainly not in the last several words.
Yeah, I guess goal, fluid, and early have L's in them.
Yeah, but those are way earlier in the... Nah, I do not approve.
So this was, I agree, acronym no good. Trial pretty good. This is a multi-center, open-label, parallel group, randomized controlled superiority trial from 18 centers across 4 countries. India, Italy, Mexico, and Spain. They approached a consecutive sample of adult patients with acute pain and pancreatitis, less than 24 hours of pain, and they defined acute pancreatitis according to the revised Atlanta classification, which basically requires patients to meet 2 of the 3 following criteria. Typical abdominal pain for pancreatitis, serum amylase or lipase higher than 3 times the upper limit of the normal range, or signs of acute pancreatitis on imaging, like on a CT, like there's some, you know, evidence of necrosis in the pancreas. They excluded patients with CHF, right? Because sort of randomizing them to aggressive fluid is not that good of an idea. Moderate or severe pancreatitis also got excluded. So shock, respiratory failure, among a few other things. So they're really focusing their efforts on mild pancreatitis, which I think is okay because we have sort of been taught traditionally, we treat that just like we do moderate or severe. You give lots of fluids. They randomized the patients to aggressive or moderate fluids. The aggressive fluid group got a 20 cc per kilo bolus of LR and then a 3 cc per kilo per hour infusion for 48 hours. And the moderate group got half of that, a 10 cc per kilo bolus up front of LR only if hypovolemic. Okay, so if clinically they didn't look like they were hypovolemic, they actually got no bolus, followed by an infusion of 1.5 cc's per kilo per hour for 20 hours. The primary outcome was the development of moderate or severe acute pancreatitis with lots and lots, actually, of secondary and safety outcomes, and they calculated a sample size required of 744 patients to be able to detect a between-group difference of 10%. In terms of progressing to moderate or severe acute pancreatitis. They didn't reach that 744 patient mark because the trial was stopped early. So they had a couple of planned interim analyses where, you know, a sort of non-partial data safety and monitoring board comes in, looks at the data, and can give some recommendations about whether the trial should be continued. And they stopped it at the very first interim analysis when 249 patients had been enrolled due to massive differences in the safety outcomes between groups, which were not balanced with any trend towards improved outcomes with aggressive fluid resuscitation. So the median fluid received was just about 8 liters in the aggressive group and 5.5 liters in the moderate group. So they did actually show a difference in the amount of fluid. It's not like they were both treated the same, something like that.
That's a lot of fluid. 8 liters over what time frame?
A couple of days.
That's a lot of fluid.
So that's
but I guess that makes sense. If you get 20 cc per kilo bolus, that's going to be 1.5 liters. And then you're getting 3 cc's per hour. That's like 200 or 300 cc's. That's like 200 cc's per hour.
I didn't go into the nuances of the study protocol because it's not totally relevant to ED providers, but they also had, it's very, very regimented. So if they decided that they needed more fluids, they could also give more boluses on top of that at sort of pre-prescribed rates of giving fluid. So they got a lot of fluid. The primary outcome of progression to moderate or severe pancreatitis occurred in 22% of the aggressive group and in 17% of the moderate group. Although not statistically significant, trends in almost all the secondary outcomes favored the moderate group. Severe pancreatitis, 6.6% versus 1.6%, necrotizing pancreatitis, 20% versus 16%, ICU admission, 6.6% versus 1.6%, respiratory failure, death, all of them look like about that same magnitude of difference. The difference in fluid overload was statistically and clinically significant, with 20.5% of the aggressive fluid group going into fluid overload versus 6% of the moderate fluid group. So this is, in truth, if you read the paper, an exceptionally well-done multi-center randomized trial with pristine methods, really well laid out. They had no patients lost
except
to follow-up.
There's no blinding.
There's no blinding. They had no patients lost to follow-up. The focus of the paper was on relatively objective outcome assessments. Even, like I said, they go into a lot of detail about looking at, you know, how they defined fluid overload, respiratory distress, and they tried very hard whenever they could to use objective ways to do it because of this blinding problem. And they had explicit protocols, like I said, for fluid administration. Some of the limitations are, as Mike said, it was an open label trial, which could introduce bias into some of the more subjective outcomes. All sick patients were excluded as their focus was on mild acute pancreatitis. They used LR only. So that's something that they had just decided to do before the study started, I guess. And there was a little bit of lack of clarity for me on if fluids were given before randomization, if those things were somehow accounted for, if they, you know, gave like some big boluses of NS or something like that. That was the only part, and I really looked to see if that was included in the fluid totals, and I just couldn't tell. The trial was stopped early due to safety concerns. They didn't reach their desired sample size, but again, there was no hint in the data that enrolling three times as many patients would have then flipped the efficacy findings somehow to favor the aggressive therapy. And there already was pretty clear evidence of harm with more fluid. So this paper is all over the blogosphere, all over the internet. A lot of people are talking about it. And it's just another paper kind of questioning this decades-old mantra of just giving sick patients, whether it be septic or pancreatitis, whatever, bunch of fluids and favoring more of a moderate fluid approach.
Yeah, that pendulum seems to, the proverbial fluid pendulum seems to be swinging back towards, you know, let's keep people euvolemic and not err on the side of that tank. You know, we used to use that analogy. Well, just keep the tank full, right? And it turns out that it's not a tank. It's something else. It's really easy to go over the fullness and start leaking fluid everywhere. So this is good. This is really interesting stuff.
Yeah, this is a good paper, well done trial. Big journal, going to change the way we practice, at least for a small subset of the patients that we see.
Editor's commentary.
There have been several studies recently suggesting that aggressive fluid strategies in the ED for sick patients, including those with SIRS and sepsis, may do more harm than good. Although it was stopped early due to safety concerns, the waterfall study was exceptionally well done and suggests that the traditional teaching of aggressive fluid resuscitation for patients with mild acute pancreatitis may also be wrong. I think we can use their findings to change practice and start treating patients with acute mild pancreatitis with a more moderate amount of maintenance fluids, use small boluses when necessary at 10 cc's per kilo, and you can avoid the bolus altogether if clinical hypovolemia is not present.